Welcome to the Anabu AI blog, in audio. Today we're looking at an article by Brett Allegra Wood. The title is, PwC told partners to learn AI or get replaced. Your business is next.
And when a firm the size of PwC uses the word replaced in a press statement, that's not marketing copy. That's a signal.
It really is. So here's what happened. PwC has mandated an 8-week executive AI coaching program run through the Kellogg School of Management for every partner and managing director in the firm. This is not a lunch and learn. It's a structured, credentialed program at one of the world's top business schools.
And Paul Griggs, PwC's U.S. boss, went to the Financial Times and said directly that senior members who wish to avoid AI will soon be replaced. No softening. No wiggle room.
Right. And it's not just partners. Every new graduate now attends a week-long residential AI immersion from their very first week on the job. They're trained to think AI first before they've met a single client.
So you've got the most senior people in the firm sitting through 8 weeks of structured AI coaching and graduates arriving already immersed. That's top to bottom.
And PwC aren't alone. EY has launched an external AI training academy for Australian organizations. McKinsey has built a generative AI chatbot for internal research. The Big Four are not just adopting AI for themselves, they're positioning as the guides for everyone else going through the same shift.
Which means they profit twice. Once by cutting their own internal costs with AI, and again by selling that expertise to other businesses. So every month an SME delays building its own AI capability, it becomes more dependent on paying the Big Four to fill that gap.
And Brett makes a point in the article that will land hard for a lot of owners. While PwC runs programs like this, most SMEs haven't written an AI policy. Most new hires are told to just figure it out.
And here's the uncomfortable part. The team isn't waiting. They're already using AI. Free versions of ChatGPT, Claude, whatever they can find. And with no guidance from leadership, they're pasting in client data, financial details, sensitive company information into systems the business has zero visibility into.
The shadow AI problem. It's already inside your business. You just don't know it's happening.
Which is a pretty different conversation from asking whether to start looking at AI. The ship has already sailed. The question is whether you're steering it. And the regulatory environment isn't waiting either. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority has already published guidance on complying with consumer law when using AI agents in customer-facing roles. Legally binding. Ignorance isn't a defense. Okay, here's what surprised me most in this article. PwC actually said that AI creates a greater need for softer skills. Adaptability, relationship building, critical thinking, creative problem solving. The AI doesn't replace the human. It augments the human, but only if the human knows what they're doing. Which reframes the whole fear. The threat isn't AI taking jobs. It's being an AI-unaware human walking alongside AI-aware competitors. The skill gap isn't technical. It's leadership. So how does an SME build an upskilling program without a Kellogg budget? Brett outlines three things. First, practical skills. Teach your team specific tools for their actual roles, not theory. How does your sales team use AI to generate better leads? How does finance use it to spot anomalies in a reconciliation? Start with the work they're doing today. Second is responsible AI. And here's what I liked. Brett says not a 40-page legal document, a one-pager. What's permitted, what's not, how outputs must be reviewed before going to a client. Clear and simple. And the third is critical thinking, the ability to question what the AI produces, spot its limitations, and use it as a co-pilot rather than an autopilot. That's exactly what PwC is training its partners to do through the Kellogg program. And the bit that stuck with me, if PwC's most senior partners, people who bill at thousands of dollars an hour, are sitting through 8 weeks of AI coaching, then I'm too busy really doesn't hold as an excuse. Culture flows from the top. If you as the leader aren't visibly engaging with AI, your team treats it as optional. Or worse, they keep hiding what they're already doing from you. So if there's one thing to do this week, audit your shadow AI exposure. Ask your team honestly and without blame which AI tools they're already using. The answer will probably surprise you. Mine would be write the one-page AI policy. What's allowed, what's not, how outputs get reviewed before anything goes to a client. One page, done this week. The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to understand where your business actually stands on AI, Brett offers a free AI audit there too. Worth booking if you're serious about getting ahead of this rather than reacting to it. Thanks for listening.